Welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 9, with verses 9 through 12. For this is the wording of the promise, about this time I shall return, and Sarah will have a son. And not only that, but also when Rebekah had conceived children by one husband, our father Isaac, before they had yet been born or had done anything good or bad, in order that God's elective plan might continue. Not by works, but by his call, she was told, the older shall serve the younger. God's elective plan continues to lift souls past decisions they once made to get ahead or simply just survive in the world of leaving God and the issues of truth aside. We abide by our own calling, allows this elective plan to continue. No matter the cost to your soul, remember, it's elective, your own choice. There comes a time when we see what God describes in his word as his call, not by works, but by this inner call of God that communicates absolute right and wrong, with judgments aside, spewing righteousness to abide, not by the flesh that kills our pride, igniting the spirit to confide, as the only vehicle we learn to ride, not deny. There once was a man who saw this in my discussions of abortion, writing me and inviting me to lunch where we discussed a building he had owned and rented to a doctor who performed abortions. But he heard the inner calling by reading our practice, prayer, and proclamation of his word to instill souls of forgiveness in the redemption of all things worldly, finding piety as a way of life, abiding in God's plan, as Rebekah was told, the older shall serve the younger, as our life begins to unfold. You can see the end more clearly, yet the Lord will allow you to serve the younger by holy will. He anoints you to endure no matter the locale. His spirit will lure. Like one on the end of a line, cast from a reel. Something that we learn to fish with and understand that it will lure you to bring the fish in, and you will become a fisherman of men. The ability to ride the wave of truth at all costs, no matter any situation. We know that, as my friend once understood, that locale had to be closed. And the discussions allowed him to see what God's word is telling us in the older shall serve the younger. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for those who we've asked to pray for. We pray for those who we said we'd pray for. We pray for the dying, especially each day, as we lift up those who are taking their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 9. We're in verses 9 through 12 this morning. Let's see, it's a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem with a one-line denning. It's titled, Younger Serving Older. It's tri-lines. promise wording this time, this about. Return shall I, son Sarah Stout. That only not. Children conceived Rebecca, husband one shot, Isaac father spot. Born yet without, plan continued God, bad good spout, call his nod. But work not, call his done, told was she, younger serving older, son has begun. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 18th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 7:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. And God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're looking for a bell to ring into silence. You'll start hearing that soon in our podcast. Well, we'll unmistakably ring a bell and request silence to pray on your own for a few moments before we come into impromptu time and close out our podcast as we do each day. Just gives us a chance to be kind of silly and talk about things that are going on in our lives, things we don't write down, things that we just say. What we believe and how we pray a lot of times come to us each day. It's the colors of the rainbow that makes us want to say, we love our Lord each and every day. Amen. We're going to close in the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. At the time of 8:04, in the name of Jesus. John and Marie, we hope you're having a blessed day. Blessings to you. In the name of Jesus.